2019 Thursday edition. Let us bow together in prayer. Ask God's blessing upon our day today. So I'm going to have Brother Daniel pray for us this morning. Come on up, Brother Daniel. And we're going to thank God for this beautiful day that He has given to us. Today we can celebrate the founding of our country 219 years ago. And so let us bow together in prayer.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for this morning. We have to be here and to enjoy here at your church and here listen to your word and have a blessing, O Lord, from you. We ask you guide us and lead us in everything. You give the kids a ready heart to listen to your voice. And we especially, O Lord, pray for this country, your blessings upon it. O Lord, thank you for everything you have done, and O Lord, mainly for the way they have sent missionaries around the world, and we are grateful for that. Amen. To America. We praise your holy name in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right, we'll start with the first skit.
This skit's going to be fun.
Oh no, it's Narcox again.
Oh, he must be having those bad dreams again. I mean, he just falls asleep. There he goes again. He just falls asleep at a moment's notice. See, those monsters. They must be carrying away in his dreams. Oh, he's up again. Oh, he's really out this time. Look at this. He's not moving. Are you sure he's alive? Hold on, wait a second. Wait.
I think I'm carrying. Come on. He's off the stage.
Okay, we're ready for the next one.
No.
That's gonna happen. Tyler, I challenge you. Come on up.
No, that's so unfair. I sat down on the sponge for nothing.
I am Sheik Ooga Booga. Are you up for the challenge today, Tyler? Well, good, because I don't want to get to the throne today, but you're going to try to dethrone me. If you could do everything I do, as I do it, as fast as I do it, I will have to lose my chicness. Okay, stand there. Assume your position. Ooga! 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 Ooga!
Go!
Booga!
Rachel, I just do it!
Booga! Booga! Booga!
Rachel, Booga! What are you doing?
Booga! 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 Faster! Booga! Alright, you ready now? I'm giving it over to Zion or Zamora or Lydia. Okay, Lydia, come on up.
It's all three of
them. Let's do it. Here, let's switch the chair.
But my
more contestants. I'm giving over my rule to. Did you watch out? Did you watch it?
Thank you. Go!
listen to it. You know what? We gotta see who he works for, that bandit. Because I don't think he's not pretty cool. Remember yesterday when he came in the box? He was from Brooklyn. I think there's some kind of connection here between the bandit and Brochon. And we're going to have to just keep your eyes peeled. If you see him, get what I did today.
John 3:16 and Colossians 1:16. Yeah, come on.
growing up. Any verse, any adult leader with our song. I am the 13th. Okay, we're ready. John 3:16, let's say it together, the verse from yesterday, and can we have the lights on? Thank you. All right, John 3:16, let's say it together. John 3:16.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Okay, Zaria, Daria, come on up here. Jade, Elizabeth, come on up here. There we go, we're going to combine it. Okay, combine forces. When we're unified around the Word of God, upon Jesus and His love, that's when we're the strongest, okay? All right, let's try Colossians 1:16. Do you have a verse page, Daria? Did you get one at the table? There you go. All right, everyone needs a verse page. Here you go.
I'll take one. Zara, do you have one? Jade, do you have one?
Yeah, I
do. Great, thank you. Jade, do you have yours, or is that home? Oh, she has it. Okay, good. All right. So who still needs the first page? Okay, Elizabeth can't read yet. She's working on that. Okay, let's try it. Colossians 1:16, to the tune of all things bright and beautiful. All things were created by Him and for Him, and He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. Colossians 1:16. Try it again. And He is before us. Oh wait, I'm sorry. All things were created by Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. Colossians 1:16. Okay, excellent job. Now let's say today's verse, Thursday's verse, John 14:2. How many know the song, In My Father's House, In My Father's House, In My Father's House, In My Father's House? Remember that one? Come and go with me to my Father's house, where there's joy, joy, joy. Okay, that's the tune that we're going to sing this song, John 14:2. Okay, so let's give it a try. Look at Thursday's verse. Messiah, I need participation. Anyone who's not participating now doesn't get to do the wafer challenge. Okay, later. Okay, so make sure you do this. We're learning verses for what? What are we learning verses for? To hide God's word in our heart so that we what? Might not
sin against him.
That's right. So He loves us, but He wants us to follow His commandments. What if I hadn't read my Bible this morning? Would I have won today? No. That bandit would still be around with our treasure. Okay? So we've got to read the Word of God. The devil is after us. Our flesh is after us. The world is after us. So we've got to be armed. Let's sing it together. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. John 14, verse 2. Nice tune. Let's try it again. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. John 14, verse 2. One more time. In my Father's house are many.
Oh, wait, sorry. Was that the right thing? It was right. Okay.
In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. John 14, verse 2. I see some not singing. Why not? Going where? To heaven. We have Jesus in our hearts. We have the Holy Spirit living inside of us. We are on the winning team. Yes, there's a lot more teenagers than kids, but wait, isn't that a good thing? Isn't that wonderful that there's so many teenagers coming to church? It's a good thing. Okay? And next year, we'll work harder to go out door to door, and we'll knock on doors, and we'll get more people to come. Okay, and this is a tough week. We already knew this year was going to be a tough year to get kids because it's July 4th week. But the Lord worked it out that way because that was the only week that the missionaries could come. Okay, so next year we'll have it the week before again, and we'll have more time to prepare. So this year we knew it was going to be a little harder to get kids because it's the July 4th week. But this is where the Lord has us, and we're thankful, right? In whatsoever state I am, what are we supposed to be? Therefore, to be content. Okay, so we're thankful. All right, let's try one more time. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you.
prepare a place for you. John 14, verse 2.
All right, excellent. All right, campers, I need you to take your Bibles out. If you brought your Bible, take your Bibles out. All right. Now let's pretend that we have a mystery bag. And I'm going to pull out some items out of this mystery bag. What's that? Trey's first? Okay. Trey's first. Okay. All right. Let's do the tray first. Hi, time travelers. It's our fourth day at Time Lab. Let us bow together in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time to learn more about you and the different places that we have gone this week in your word. We thank you for Jesus dying on the cross for our sins. We thank you for his life, that we can see him as a real historical person, that he is not just a made-up story, but he's a real person. Sure enough, all these things are documented in the Bible, and we have verification in all the different accounts that he gave were historical truths, and we still see them today, Lord. We're so thankful for the verified evidence of your word. We pray now that you'd help us to learn more about your son, Jesus, from eternity past to the present, to eternity future. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so let's start with this. What am I supposed to do? Someone help me out here. I haven't looked it up. Play what's missing. Okay? So we have the game starting with 10 or more items on a tray. Give the kids 20 seconds to stare at the tray. Then have them put their heads down and close their eyes while you remove one item and have it and put it somewhere else in the room. Okay? Then you open your eyes, try to figure out where, which one, and where it is. Okay? Or not to figure out, okay, guess where now it is. Okay, so everyone, I'm going to give you 10 seconds to look at this tray. You're going to look at everything on there, okay? Try to memorize.
I can't see.
Okay, I'm not letting you see yet. When I put it down, then you can look for 10 seconds. Okay, then you're going to have to close your eyes and not look, okay? And if you do look, you have to be disqualified. Okay? So, don't look when we tell you not to look. Okay, I'll give you 10 seconds starting now. Okay, memorize what's on the tray. No, you can't come up too close. As long as you can see everything. There you go. Okay, see?
I got it. Okay,
close your eyes. Everyone with your eyes closed, don't get disqualified on us. We don't want you to get disqualified. We don't want that. Don't get disqualified. Okay. All right, now you can put your heads up. Okay, so tell me, who can tell us from this side, what's missing on the tray? What's missing?
The bottle thingy.
The bottle thingy? What do you think is missing?
The bottle,
okay.
Oh, I see it.
Okay. Okay, it's so obvious. Okay, go get it for us, Zaria. Okay, just like you were looking at something, then it was gone, and located it somewhere else. Guess what? Jesus was on earth after his resurrection, then he was gone, and busy somewhere else. Let's check out the simulation station to find out more. Okay, Mr. Jonathan has the simulation station. Okay, now we're going to skip the mystery bag. How many like to eat fish?
We have a mystery bag.
We do have a mystery bag? Okay, good. I have my mystery bag here. It has some things in it that have to do with Jesus after he came back to life. After he rose from the dead, the Bible tells us of many things he was seen by, many times he was seen by people. Let's read Acts 1 and verse 3. Okay, Acts 1 and verse 3 in your Bibles. Who's got it?
What?
Acts 1 and verse 3.
Wait,
you got it, Zaria? Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We want you to read.
Got it.
To whom also he showed
himself alive after his passion.
That means his death on the cross. infallible. All right, so we're going to pull some things out of the mystery bag here. Someone help me pull something out. Sam, come on up. Help me pull something out here. Out of the mystery bag, go ahead. Okay. What's this? All right, it's a man. Okay. Okay. all right, first we want to pull you to pull out this first. What's that? A fish. Do any of you like to eat fish?
Yeah.
One time after Jesus came back to life, some of his friends were fishing, and he came and ate fish with them. John 21:9. Okay, let's go to John 21:9. John 21 and verse 9. Okay, here it says what? Who has it?
John what?
21 verse 9. Go ahead. It's Messiah?
Yes. After the Son of David coming to my house, they saw a fire from
coals. Thereon, and bread. And they Simon Peter went up, drew the net to the land, full of great fishes. Yet was it not the net broken? And Jesus said to them, "Come and dine." Okay, now I need someone else to pull out two things from the mystery bag. Messiah, come on up. Okay, pull out these two right there. This one and that one. What are those two things, Messiah?
Abraham.
Okay, that's Noah. And another man. Okay, two playmen. Okay, pass them around, Messiah. Let everybody touch them. Do you like to take walks? How many like to take walks? One day after Jesus came back, died, and came back to life, two men were walking along a road called the Emmaus Road. Guess who appeared to them? Jesus. That's right. And they talked for a long time, and then Jesus explained many things to them. All right, now I need someone over here to pull it up. Okay. Need someone over here to take this next item out. Ready, Elizabeth? Okay. There you go. Hold it up. Nice, nice. Show it to everybody. What is that?
A nail.
A nail. Did you know that Jesus, when they decided to put Jesus on the cross to kill him, they put nails through his hands to attach him to the cross? It was terribly painful. And after Jesus came back to life, he showed up one day to a friend named Thomas. Thomas got to touch the nail holes. Okay, now one more. Okay, Blessing, come on up. What are those, Blessing?
Cotton ball.
It's a cotton ball. Jesus showed himself many times. Okay, here we go. I don't know if I have that page. 42, 43. I do. Okay. All right. And guess how he went to heaven. How did Jesus go to heaven? In what? In the clouds. Good. He went in the clouds. Good. Then that says it in Acts 1, 9 through 11. Okay. Then let's do Bucky the Beaver is here for us today. Okay, there we go. Oh, good. Jonathan showing us the clouds on there. Excellent. Is there any more, Mr. Jonathan? Next frame, Mr. Jonathan. There we go. Okay, Bucky the Beaver. He is our friend today, our animal pal. He's preparing a place for himself. What kind of place does Bucky the Beaver prepare for himself? A what? A den, right? She said den. What kind of dens do beavers make and where? And water. Okay, Abby, you need to sit down, okay? Have a seat. Have a seat. Why don't you, who do you want to sit next to? You want to sit with Karis? Okay. So Bucky the Beaver is making, he makes dens out of wood, okay? How many have ever seen a beaver hedge or den, okay, by a river? A mass of sticks and kind of like a dome. Okay, that's a beaver beaver dam, and that's where they make their home. Okay, so Bucky the Beaver is preparing a place for himself. Well, guess what? Who else is preparing a place for us?
Holly?
Jesus is preparing a place for us. And what kind, what's it going to be? A little room? Maybe a condo, right? You know, in the new versions, the NIV, the ESV, the NASB, they say in there are many rooms in heaven. How many want to live in a room? How many already have too small a room? I live in a real small bedroom. And you know what? I'm tired of tripping over things. I don't want to go to heaven and live in a little room! Is that what's going to be in heaven? Well, according to new versions, that's all we get. But not according to the real Bible. The real Greek and Hebrew says there's going to be very large dwelling places. How do we know that? Because in Revelation, the heaven is so huge, it's just a huge cube, miles and miles and miles and miles, three-dimensional, okay? So it's so big that there, sure enough, is plenty of room for mansions for everybody, okay? Now, if you had a house with a swimming pool or bowling alley, how many would like that? Your own playground inside your house. How many would like to have the most beautiful mansion? Well, that's what you're going to have up in heaven. You're going to have something really, really cool. Okay, so here we see, time is running out. So, number one, we see Jesus, according to our verse, John 14:2, let's say it together again. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Okay, so it says new in rooms in the new versions. That's not accurate. Okay, so Jesus is preparing a beautiful place, and so we see here that we could build a Jenga tower. How many like to build those things? Those wooden towers. Okay, pretty fun, right? Okay, well, they build fancy villas and mansions for rich people, and then they sell them for like $1 million or $2 million or $3 million. Paul, oh, you're going to do a... Okay, great. Paul's got something here. Well, in God's mansions, guess what? That he's preparing for us. That's where we're going to have something big. It's going to be wonderful. Eye hath not seen nor ear heard what the Lord hath built, had prepared for them that love him. Yes, those are examples of some of the old structures. Okay, Paul's going to come on up. Show us what you have here, Paul.
That's the water bottle right there. We're going to pretend it's a volcano. So this would be the force of how big a volcano explosion.
Okay.
So I add the vinegar.
Oh, we're going to need... Yeah. Wait, why don't we do it in touch right here? Otherwise, we'll have Mount Vesuvius on the platform. We definitely don't want that. There's Mount Vesuvius there. Oh, no. Oh, no. Kids, what's happening? Oh, no. What's happening, kids? Ah! Oh! Whoa! That was cool. Paul loves science, if you can't tell. He's done that. How many times have you done that one, Paul? Quite a few. He likes to do that almost every year in school on the dining room table. Okay, so that is a Mount Vesuvius. They were master builders there. Okay, 43, 44, there we go. And so we see that is really cool. Well, here we see that Jesus is in ancient Italy, in Pompeii, there was a big volcano called Mount Vesuvius. One day, out of the blue, Mount Vesuvius blew its top just like that, killing everyone around it. You can visit the area today and see things that got frozen in time. That volcano erupted so quick, just like that. It erupted so fast and so quick, that mountain. People literally could not flee. They couldn't run away. They tried. You'd see people, and they're buried by lava. And, of course, as they're running, how would they get buried by lava? The lava would push them over, and immediately, sure enough, you see people. There's ash that looks like this, and there's, the ash is covering the people. And so what the scientists did is they filled those air pockets where they said, oh, a person must have been in here. Of course, their person has disintegrated by that point. They fill it up with, paper mache or some kind of, what do they call that white stuff? Plaster of Paris. They fill it with plaster of Paris, and sure enough, they can tell exactly how the people died and what position they were in. And that's, sure enough, you go over to Pompeii and you can see all those things. And they have plaster of Paris, all the different positions of people. People died in sin, doing sin, very sinful acts. So that's how we kind of knew as well that God's judgment was being poured upon them. They died in very sinful acts, homosexual acts. They died in horrible things with people trying to protect one another. But literally, it was a very sad day. Well, that's... Guess what? Jesus cares for us. Are we going to... When Jesus destroys this cursed, sinful world one day, are we going to be on it? If you know Jesus as your Savior? No, we don't have to worry about that one day. We don't have to worry about, oh no, I'm going to die and go to hell. We don't have to worry about that anymore. Why? Because Jesus saved us. And so God's judgment is coming, but Jesus is protecting, building, and caring for His church, for you and I, and for all believers, and for the many different local churches all over the world. And so that's why it's so important as a Christian to be part of a local church. Should we be as Christians just doing our own thing? Oh, I'm saved now, so I can do what I want. Well, all the Christians are meeting at church on Sundays and Wednesday nights. And where are you? Oh, I'm saved now. I don't have to go to church. I can do what I want because I'm saved. No, you may be saved from hell, but does that please Jesus? When you don't go to church, read your Bible, and pray. It makes him very sad. And so Jesus is protecting, building, and caring for his local churches. So that's why we need to be a part of one. And Jesus is praying for us. He's interceding for us. Okay, at this time we're going to call our puppet pal. Where's our puppet pal? Okay, cool. We almost missed our puppet pal. Okay, and so Jesus is praying for us. Right now, if you're wondering what he's doing right now up in heaven, remember Jesus rose from the grave and he's at the right hand of God the Father. Guess what he's doing? He's praying for you and me, interceding for us, going between God the Father and us. And so that's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. And we got it. Let's give Holly and Messiah a big round of applause for helping us this week with our puppet pals. So much fun. Oh boy, Sky needs a sword today. What do you think? Sky needs a sword?
No.
What if he gets attacked by the bad guy?
He will.
Okay, so, well, I'm sure Sky is reading his Bible and praying too. So he's protected. She and he are protected. Okay, let's see here. Let's see if we can call out Mr. Sky. Hey, Mr. Sky! Hey, Sky, have you thought any more about your next travel destination?
Well, I was thinking about,
God bless you. Are you sick? Are you getting sick, Mr. Sky?
I don't think so. I was just planning for my trip.
I think you're getting sick. Oh, no, let me check your forehead. Terrible. Oh, he's getting warm. Oh, boy. Sky. Oh, you know what? You're so warm, you have a fever, Mr. Sky.
Well, what about my trip?
You're not going anywhere.
I do feel pretty
I'll tell you what. How does some chicken noodle soup sound?
Good.
And your nice comfy bed?
Really good.
Okay, you head home and hop in bed, and I'll be over with some soup, and I'll be praying for you to feel better.
Thank you. Hey, that's like what you were talking about a minute ago.
What's that?
Well, you're caring for me. Jesus is always caring for me, too.
That's right. Jesus is always caring for his children and praying for them, too. He's even preparing the best place to live someday for all of us.
Cool.
And you know what's the best thing, Mr. Sky?
What?
When we get to the new heaven and new earth someday, Jesus will always be there and there won't be any more sickness. In fact, there won't be anything bad or sad at all. It only good things happen in heaven.
That will be amazing.
It will. But until then, let's get you feeling better so you can come to BBT tomorrow. Mr. Sky.
Okay, thanks for caring for me just like Jesus does. See you soon.
All right, say bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Mr. Sky. All right. Wow, that's wonderful. God cares for us. Jesus is caring for us. Let's bow our heads, close our eyes. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time to learn your word today. We thank you for these comforting verses from your word that you are protecting us, sheltering us, that we're not going to be destroyed with this cursed world one day, that we are going to be safe in your arms. Lord, I pray you'd help us to abide under the shadow of your wings by coming to church, reading our Bible, praying, being armed every day, because we know the enemies are out there trying to take us down as Christians, trying to defeat us in our mind. Lord, help us to stay in your word each morning and pray each day. And we pray you'd help us bring us to church tomorrow and tomorrow night for the Friday night closing program, 7 o'clock, and for Sunday church. And thank you for your many blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. Leave your verse pages under your seats, and we're going to go outside.